for WNPR. I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. A safety audit of the state's two locked facilities for juveniles finds numerous risks. The Department of Children and Families ordered the audit after the Child Advocate issued a critical report last summer over conditions at the Connecticut Juvenile Training School for Boys and the Pueblo Unit for Girls. Experts agree confined youth are already at a higher risk of suicidal behavior. Last summer, the Child Advocate found that over a 12-month period, there were more than 50 documented incidents of youth suicidal behavior. Kids who wrapped clothing around their necks or found objects to cut themselves. So in July, DCF said it would hire an expert to not only assess the physical buildings, but review how staff responded. Among the findings, at the Pueblo Unit for Girls, the auditor said the basement, which is the first floor of the facility, quote, has risks too numerous to mention, like blind spots in rooms and bathrooms where staff would have trouble seeing if a girl was trying to harm herself. There are also protrusions like pipes that youth could attach sheets and clothing to hang themselves. Child Advocate Sarah Egan says these risks are not new to DCF when considering the 12-bed facility, which opened in 2014, is in the former Riverview Hospital.
A lot of the things that we see here, the exposed beams on the bottom floor, blind spots in areas, those have always existed. You know, it is concerning that a facility for some of the state's highest risk girls, a secure treatment program that was needed because girls are risk to themselves or others, opens with those types of concerns.
At the Juvenile Training School for Boys, there were multiple instances of blind spots in rooms, bathrooms, unsecured furniture, and uncovered sprinklers, which youth could use to hang ligatures. The auditor also found that staff did not make use of an electronic monitoring system already in place to remind them to do frequent checks of kids under safety watches. Superintendent of CJTS William Rosenbeck told lawmakers Wednesday they're working on a plan to make improvements to the programming and also to the physical buildings.
As far as how much can we do at no cost, minimal cost, and really how much investment-wise we want to put into major changes with the plan to close CJTS.
DCF is working on a plan to shutter the training school and Pueblo after Governor Malloy said he wanted to see the state's two locked facilities for juveniles closed by July 1, 2018. Since January, DCF says there aren't any girls in Pueblo. And earlier this month, the boys' population at CJTS was down to 41.